just ask God for wisdom. How do I handle this? Anyway, I wasn't doing a parenting thing, but obviously somebody else is. See, we'll pick this up. Boy, this may be a two-year journey to get to the time and season we're in. But I want you to, you can read this on your own. It won't hurt you. It's pretty. Go 23. Go all the way over. You're going to see from here, it talks about the end times and what's going to happen. And then it's amazing because right after he talks about the end times and what's going to happen, he talks about the talents and what we're supposed to be doing. It's amazing. It all goes together. But when I asked the Lord, what do? We don't have self-righteous judgment against what's happening in these other nations of the world or even our nations. We get into a place in the kingdom. We say, God, how can we be an answer? How can we be a light? What is the issues behind this? How can we pray? How can we bind? How can we loose? How can, Lord, help me get rid of my fear? Help me get rid of my self-righteousness. Show me what to do. And God will work it. So if I don't get anything else across today, but you being sensitive this week to whatever you look at in the area of, okay, I'm not talking stupor, okay? I'm not talking, there's some people in here and you don't even see. Your kid is on the road to destruction and there's not enough Holy Spirit connection in you. You are not in the kingdom enough to die enough to what the devil's told you about you. To do what God wants to tell you for your child. You should be fasting. You should be praying. If your kid is on a straight road to hell, you need to put aside everything and spend time on your face before the Lord. And don't listen to condemnation. Don't listen to self-righteousness. Just get before the Lord and say, God, give me wisdom. Show me how to fight this. Show me what to say. Help me to get free from man-pleasing. Help me to get free from rebellion. But God, Bible promises anyone who asks, anyone, he will give wisdom. But asking isn't like a five-second prayer sometime. Do you know what? You ask till you get the answer. If you have a kid or a spouse or somebody really important, even your own life, that's really a train wreck, like it's really bad news if something doesn't happen. Ask yourself, have I ever actually fasted? Have I ever actually died to self enough to spend time telling my flesh no? To spend time saying, shut up, devil, I'm not listening to you. Have you ever spent the time to get serious, not in self-righteousness, but in a death to the flesh so I can hear God? And if you've never done that, ask yourself why. Why? What is so strong in your life that you cannot give yourself to God in fasting and prayer to see powerful answers and deliverance come? I personally do not believe in calling a corporate fast. Why? Because I'm not the Holy Spirit. But I completely believe in fasting and prayer. And I believe it's like Jesus says, when you fast, don't tell anybody. Don't be self-righteous. Don't make a big deal of it. Everybody knows how spiritual you are. But when you fast, close the door and spend time alone with God. Quit running off for vacations. Quit running off to do this and busyness. And take the time to connect with God, because that's what the kingdom's about. The time to connect with God. The time to get in his presence. It's always the time, but it's real. Quit pretending it doesn't matter, because the more you say it doesn't matter, the bigger it's getting. The bigger the mess is getting. How self-righteous are you? If you look at your behavior, if all you focus on is your behavior, if all you focus on is your bad habit, if all you focus on is what the enemy has you doing, you're self-righteous, which keeps the judgment, keeps the devil condemning. It makes it impossible. Quit focusing on what you can't do. Don't you know Jesus already knows you can't do it? That's why he died. Do you get that? He actually died because he knew you couldn't do it before you knew you couldn't do it. And the Pharisee spirit still thinks they can do it. Whether they're not doing it or they are doing it, they actually think they can, and that's the sin. If you have someone in your family besides yourself also to pray for, and they seem to be bound in a certain area, instead of trying to change that behavior, go to God and spend time in fasting and prayer and ask God, first of all, get anything out of your heart that makes your prayers not righteous in this area. And then ask God for direct wisdom and what to do. Get the things out of your heart and then do it. Instead of self-righteousness, which constantly looks at the behavior. Now, let me add this, because in this, we have people here who do not parent, who should be parenting. The Bible says, train up a child in the way that they should go. That's a training. That's really a training. That means you are to train them up. Just like this. Come on, wake up. Wake up. Some of you just need to wake up. Quit blaming anybody. You are responsible to get wisdom from God, but you are also responsible, even according to train them up. So if you see a behavior that is wrong, the earlier you do this, the easier. But it's never too late. When's it too late? When they're not living in your house anymore and you're not paying their bills. That's the day it's too late. That's the day it's too late. If they're all that independent, let them go. Go out there and live on the streets. See how good you are. Not in a mean way, but because they may. You can pray. Look, if you have to get an 18-year-old to leave the house because the 18-year-old is just totally crazy, because and go before God and take your share of, or really your part. God, one believing spouse sanctifies home, makes it holy. Boy, I missed it. And I'm sure I've got things to learn. I'm sure I'm self-righteous, and I'm sure I've messed it up. But God, I don't have to mess it up from this point on. From this point on, I'm in the kingdom. Show me what to do. Teach me how to do it. And then get wisdom. We're not changing the behavior because only the heart of God can change the behavior. Only God can change behavior that's real. It has to be heart first, okay? But when we train them up, for example, would anybody here let somebody come into your house and put pornography on your big screen television? Well, they're company. I don't want to offend them. I'll just not look. If you have a child who is engaged in any behavior that is that's going to harm them, then you do whatever you have to do to not be a part of it. But what if they go live on the streets? You got a God who can protect them on the streets. You got, example, prodigal son. Hey, I want all my inheritance, and I want to go and live like the devil. Go. And you keep knowing that what you have is more real, that who you believe is more real, that he's greater. And when they get to the pig pen, and they won't die in the process, no devil is going to come in and kill. If you are in God's kingdom and in his will and doing things his way, the devil's not big enough to steal from you. But when you play the games with the devil, he can whop you. Kids are like, oh, I don't like this. You should, because you need a parent who loves you enough to train you up in God. But let me say, if you train them up with self-righteousness, you will have rebellious kids. Or you will have man-pleasing kids. I am not telling you that. But how do you say this? There's both. You train. Okay, wives, you don't train your husbands. And husbands, you don't train your wives. All right? Your wife is not your kid. And your husband's not your kid. That's not what that's about. And we don't have time for that. That's not what this is about. If you have a husband who treats you like a kid, or you treat your wife like a kid, you need to come get some help, or I need to do a conference, or you need to get the teaching we have. But that's not what it's about. But a child is a child. And a guest living in your home is a guest living in your home. But you cannot... Well, I won't get into that again. If your husband's in blatant, horrible sin, and the Lord shows you to separate from them, then separate from them. And you may need to do that. But don't do it with self-righteousness. You just have to get wisdom from God. You can't have a set answer for that. Oh, this is so hard to teach because everybody wants to see the behavior. What is she saying we should do? I'm not going to tell you what to do. I'm going to tell you to go to God and do what he says to do, but he will have something for you to do. So that you don't do the charismatic Christian, even Baptist-y thing of, I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you. Well, if you got a young kid and they're sitting there looking at pornography, well, I'm praying for you. You need to unplug the thing, cancel it. You won't even be able to go on it. You do what you have to do as you seek the Lord and as you love them unconditionally. And as they know they're loved, you let them know what it is. And if you've missed this and your kid, you just got to repent. Okay, there's no condemnation, but recognize God has a better way than this. I'm thankful that he has promised this to us and they're real. I just want to preach it. I want to get it out there so people can know. So I don't look to the degree you look at the behavior. It's to the degree you have self-righteousness. And then you can't really see God in that area. And that's why nothing changes. When you see God in an area and you obey God in an area, you really have quick change. Quick change. Not the same trial for 10 years. We tried to talk about this on Tuesday night. Not the same trial for 10 years. This is so hard because you have this little bit of time and then I kind of dump something so big and everybody's like, but I can't. Thank God you're in the kingdom and you can go ask God. But I want you to spend that time and come Tuesday night because this is too much to do on a Sunday morning. But spend that time seeing where you're self-righteous. Spend that time seeing how it's affected your marriage, how it's affected your children, how it's affected your relationship with your parents. See how it's affected your neighbors. See why nobody wants what you have. Because self-righteousness does not draw people to God. It draws people to religion. And religion can't fight religion. What you are seeing with the seed of Ishmael is religion and control and behavior at an all-time high. It's so ironic. That's the enemy's thing. We're going to make everybody do this for God. And yet they murder and kill and all these things to make that behavior line up with their opinion of self-righteousness. But it's not that much different in the church. And we'll have no authority until we see it and hate it and get free. Father, I pray by your Spirit that people's eyes will open this morning. I pray by your Spirit, Lord, that with that one message, different people are getting different things that they need. God, this week, show us our self-righteousness. Let us hate it. Let us see how many problems it's produced. Let us no longer be controlled by it. Let us no longer buy the lies of the enemy about ourselves. But God, take us into the place in the kingdom where our focus is you, and you will set us free, and you will deliver us. And you will take care of us, and you will heal us, and you will bring us into a place of complete freedom. But we are no less of a person, and we are no less loved by you, even in the midst of our sins. And you're going to come in by your Spirit and deliver us. Thank you, God. You're going to deliver our children. You're going to deliver our marriages. You're going to deliver employees, everything, every relationship we're connected with. As we get free and we move out of fear and into faith and out of feeling superior and into humility, God, you're going to do great work in us and then through us for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.